Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 4 weekly podcasts: Dum Dums and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, and Warhammer 40,000 The Valentine Heresy, as well as 4 event podcasts with mini-series releases at staggered intervals: Curse Code and Crown, Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dum Dums and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pot, get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B, D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Punch has defeated the museum's curse, but now find themselves facing the police. Red got Richter out of harm's way. Adrian defeated his arch-rival Teddy Roosevelt, and Richter escaped his demon with the help of Benny's ghost before ending the museum's curse at the cost of his sanity. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the mythos.
The police have you surrounded in a museum. Granted, one of you is the legendary King of Britain's. One of you is a legendary wizard, and one of you is a weird medieval knight, Roman centurion, Ottoman feathered samurai, maybe. But the police indeed have you surrounded. Mystery Punchers, what do you do?
Richter raises his hands.
I will point out, you're still inside. You haven't opened the door yet, so the cops are outside, but they are aware you're in here. But you can absolutely raise your hands.
I think Richter is in such a like highly suggestible state that he just hears, put your hands in the air, is like, all right, and just puts his hands up indoors.
I feel waves them around like I just do not care.
Do I see something to bar the door with?
The cops don't seem to be rushing the door. It's more of a, they've set up a perimeter. I mean, everything you just fought has collapsed behind you. So you're in the Tutankhamun exhibit. If you'll recall, you're in the part that's full of smuggled booze. So there's certainly whiskey bottles everywhere. Yes. Red, do you want to roll me a... Let's go with spot hidden, please.
I'd love to. That's a... success, regular success.
Okay. So yeah, there's definitely stuff around you can bar the door with happily because you have a bunch of mannequins and like dinosaur bones and armor and shit behind you. You can bar the door pretty prolifically if you want to.
Okay.
It is also worth noting you are in a large museum. So this was the way out that two times Marvin Gatsby had told you his crew would be waiting at, but with cops out there,
Yeah. Okay. We're not going out that door, y'all. I'm going to find the closest thing to just like rudimentarily bar the door.
And okay. Then, aren't there like other doors? Adrian just says from beside you.
Yes, Eddie. There are other doors. However, we are very uncomfortably close to this one. So I'd like us to get away and perhaps find a door that isn't quite as guarded.
Like the one where I put that guy to sleep?
Well, maybe. I hope that we don't have to go back that way, because I have a feeling you left a lot of people there as well.
No, they all went outside, but here's the deal. I think you've been making up a lot of stuff and then almost dying, so I want us to have a plan before we do anything.
Well, fair enough, Adrian. Do you have a plan?
No, you come up with those.
Ryan, can you roll me just a straight int check, please?
Oh, man, that is a definite fail.
Okay, you hear your younger voice in your head just be like, oh, yes, capital idea. Red does come up with good plans in a pinch. Good thinking, Addy.
Thank you, brain me.
Would I... There's no way to get underneath the building from here, is there? There's no, like, I'm thinking, like, a basement that leads to the sewers.
I mean, admittedly, yeah, a loading dock would have... this is a fun fact about the Royal Ontario Museum. There's actually a storage space under the ROM that's twice the size of the ROM, and it holds the entire collection for the museum that they cycle through. So it's like there's basically like an Area 51 under the ROM that has a bunch of super secret shit they don't let out. So yes, there would absolutely be something like that. In terms of how it would connect to the sewers, you would likely need to find a map somewhere, or at least a service station, a janitorial closet, something that has something that would guide you there. But yes, there is definitely, I mean, you're at a loading dock. It would make sense that it connects to the basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then if your suggestion is to find a map before we go down there.
I'm saying you could find a map down there. I'm just thinking it'd be very hard to find your way into the sewers without knowledge down there. Yeah.
Then yes, we're, all right, Adrian, how's this for a plan? We're going underneath the museum.
Okay.
And then we find
underneath the museum.
Yes, and then we're going to find some kind of map, and we're going to get into the sewers. I trust you'll feel at home there.
You're sure there's going to be a map, though?
That might be the one part of the plan that I don't have quite mapped out yet.
Okay, how do we go downstairs?
And I look around for...
Roll them spot hidden again.
Woo!
I'm going to help look.
Yeah, Richter, I was going to say, being this suggestible, I think when she says, I'm looking for the way down, you would just do it.
Yeah, that's fair. That is, ooh, that is just a success.
Success for Richter also.
Okay, so between the two of you, you can find a small elevator for taking crates and things down, and behind it is a ladder. So you can either take the elevator or you can take the ladder.
Oh, well, I'm gonna take the elevator.
I would also like to take the elevator. I don't trust my hands right now for climbing.
I don't trust like anything. Like shaky and
swelling and bleeding.
Covered in blood, yeah.
Yeah, can I
can't let either of you go alone, so I'll go with you in the elevator.
All right. So that, the three of you pile into the elevator and throw the switch. In classic Metal Gear form, the lights start spinning on it, and you hear like a bump, 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 but it is the 1930s, and this is a cargo elevator, so it's not great. And sure enough, Claire, will say, I think you just shoved a halberd into the door because they're around from all the dead knights of the round. So you can hear the cops like using one of those little handheld battering rams that I assume was made of like exquisitely carved wood and or had like art deco shit on it because 30s, slamming the door. So you can see the cargo doors, like the actual door is shuttering, and they're trying to crank up the sort of heavy rolling door that's down. You know, this light just continues to spin. I need all three of you, please, to roll me a luck check.
And that's we need to get below our luck?
Yes.
Okay.
I fail.
Oh, we can't spend luck to improve our luck check, can
Surely
we?
You cannot.
Just make your luck total lower.
Oh, man, my luck's 43 and I rolled a 45.
Oh,
my luck is zero and I rolled a 43.
Very good. Addy, you can roll me a mechanical repair check.
Oh, mechanic repair. Okay, let's see what happens.
This was the planned escape route. Is there a getaway vehicle waiting
here? I have a success at mechanic repair.
Okay, so the elevator is still being too slow, and Addy, you hate that. If there's one thing diesels love, it's going fast. So you make your way over and very deftly remove a safety component, and suddenly there's a lurch. You all drop. You feel your stomachs fall. With kind of a hard metallic clang, the gears engage and the elevator drops you under the floor. Well, above you, a massive safety, sort of two safety doors close gradually over top of the entrance, sealing you off from the police. And as the safety doors close, you hear the exterior door fall inward, and a bunch of like Keystone cops from the 30s being like, hands in the air, we've got nightsticks. But it's too late. The safety doors have closed, and you are safely away for now. They will surely follow, but they might not immediately know you're there. Tyler, to your question, yes. Marvin Gatsby had promised you basically a couple of like smash and grab teams. The hope being that when you got the crates outside, they would just swoop in, grab them, and throw them in the back of a car. Those teams are presumably around somewhere. Unfortunately, they were supposed to meet you at the loading dock.
Yeah, when Claire shot out a window somewhere in the museum.
Yep.
Well, didn't have time to do that, did we, boys? Okay.
All right, so where's the map?
Well, we're going to have to find the map, Eddie.
The elevator sort of hits the ground with a heavy clang. And you find yourselves very well done.
Why that hit me so good.
It didn't hit me, but watching Tyler's reaction did. So, I mean, it's great. It's a proper chain reaction. So you find yourselves in the basement of the museum. Given that this is the loading dock, there's kind of a couple of big, for lack of a better term, like luggage storage racks on either side behind light fencing. The way that just kind of in a lot of transport depots, there's kind of that space where you sort things and leave things for pickup or delivery. Beyond that, it breaks out into kind of a labyrinthine underground facility with a lot of kind of side rooms for document examination, all that sort of stuff. So if you're trying to find a map, I feel like we're leaning on this roll a lot, but I still think it makes the most sense. Let's go with spot hidden again, okay. Please. Thank you.
Ooh. Yeah, we're probably all doing this. I feel like Addy.
Yeah.
That is an extreme success.
I also got an extreme success.
I rolled an 8. Yeah,
a 7 for me.
Whoa.
Addy failed, but he rolled a 69. Am I right?
works really well with our crew.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's one thing this crew stands for, it's 69 jokes. Never seen Addy characters Diesel. More obsessed with sex.
What a all sexual character.
We got Leisure Suit Larry over here. Like, it's a whole thing.
What does Addy yell during sex?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it also isn't sex. It's just him making a sandwich.
Yeah.
But what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a sex switch.
I just can't imagine that Adrian Diesel has had sex. I feel like it would be a strange and confusing nightmare for him.
No, 100% no.
Yeah, so he just makes a sandwich. He's like, I don't know what this is, but I think it's intimate.
You get married, you hold hands. That's, I think, yeah, as far yeah, as he exactly.
I mean, he's seen TV.
Nice.
Great. So
I don't know if he's seen TV in the 1930s, Tom.
Yeah. He's seen a TV.
He's
in
heard
the
radio. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He
saw a movie. Pages. Whether or not that's accurate, we decided he did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, they had movies in the 30s.
Yeah.
All right. Great. So as Adrian says, where's the map? And you say, we're going to have to find it. And then immediately both you and Richter turn. And there's a very clear emergency map on the wall that clearly explains, A, where all the hidden items are, and B, how to access the sewers. Although it is, of course, written as like runoff.
Is there a security office on the
down
map?
Here? Down here? There is, yes.
Richter would like to go there to find a first aid kit.
Yes.
And perhaps also some weapons for the crew.
Great. So you round the corner to the security office, and a man stumbles out with a revolver up. He's got, for the time, excessively large sideburns, incredibly coiffed hair, he just holds the gun with, admittedly, a kind of cool ease, just says, "Freeze! I heard the elevator come down and the alarms. You can't be down here. I'm Security Sergeant Henry Hinkler, and you can't be down here."
Richter freezes, hands up. He's not putting up a fight whatsoever. He's like, well, this is it.
Are you here to steal the Declaration of Independence?
Addy will reach out and take the two of them with an arm and just kind of push them behind his body as cover. And be like,
stop moving those people. Are they weapons?
No.
Sir, you are outnumbered 3-1. I have been shot at, stabbed. We've all been sent to hell and back, and I would suggest that you let us pass.
He shoots you in the chest.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hey everybody, Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM, and I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now, but I hope you're enjoying it, and we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us in our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
Luckily, you're wearing armor!
Woo!
You feel a sharp pain as a bullet digs with the dent kind of into your upper chest. Bruising the bone.
Am I not behind Addy?
Yeah, but I mean,
okay.
He's big. He's not two humans big.
No, fair enough. Sorry, I just wanted to.
So he says, let that be a warning to you.
I mean, Addy's charging the motherfucker. The moment the gun goes off, this is just war zone King Arthur.
Central mass is a warning.
I would make you roll a check for this. It's only a warning because it didn't kill her. He's desperately trying to save face. He was really hoping that would make the point. Ryan, I don't think you dodge because you're just going straight ahead. So I'm going to need a con roll from you, please.
Yeah, that feels right. It's just berserker rage that he can play with now. That is a success.
What did you get?
62. My skill is an 85.
Yeah, I got a 32, sir. So unfortunately, I win the roll, which means he swings the pistol around and fires into your center mass. You are wearing armor, so that will reduce the damage by 2.
Cool.
As we've established. I just need to quickly look up guns. Actually, Red, you have a handgun that is kind of iconic. How much does your handgun do?
It does a 1d8.
Okay. His is not as good as yours, so it's just going to do 1d6. You got lucky, Ryan. It's only a 3.
Great. Minus 2 for the armor?
Yep.
Or 3? Oh, cool.
Minus 2 for the armor. Yep. So you'll only take 1.
Great. He's got giant metal, like, gauntlet fist covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just going to be doing some punching. Like, just punching down towards the floor. This is just a human freight train, just in metal armor. Just flatten a man. That's his goal.
Cool. Can you go ahead, please, and roll me...
too many systems.
God, no, yeah, I know. Here. Honestly, I'm just looking for brawl. That's
too.
All I want. Melee, I believe, is... how this, no? Fighting brawl.
Oh, it's under fighting. Oh, my God.
Sorry, my friends. We played like a bunch of vampire over the past couple weeks, so we just I don't know about you, I have that system squarely locked in my head. They're also very punchy episodes of vampires, so.
That is a hard success.
Nice.
It's a hard success and a soft and squishy man. You just pound poor Henry Hinkler into paste. Ryan, describe what this looks like.
I think it's just like he almost takes him out like a football tackle, and then he gets up and it's that straight up silverback gorilla thing where he's almost squatting and it's just fists as high as they can go and then just hammered down over and over again going, nobody hurts the Red, nobody hurts Red. And then he'll pick up his gun and be like, Richter, you get this one.
Richter, like hands trembling, takes the pistol and kind of like Red, clutches it awkwardly.
Get your gun out. If anybody else shows up with a gun, you put him to sleep.
I'll do that, Addy. Good job.
Thus, next. The mystery punchers became the mystery gunners. You find your way into the office, leaving the poor dead security guard in a puddle outside. He will never punch another jukebox as much as he might want to. Those probably won't be invented for another 10 years. Man, this is a weird few decades. Like, just incredible advances. Who knows? You find a first aid kit. Who wants to use it on Richter's arms?
Addy's loading the narwhal, but he can do it if necessary.
Can I do it myself?
You can. First aid roles are more beneficial if someone else does it?
I mean, I can try. It'll like, I mean, my first date's not like abysmal, but it's also not great. So
can I help Red by telling her what to do?
Yes, 100%. So we'll give you advantage then on the check. So Claire, roll the ones, like the 1 to 10s only once. Roll the tens twice and pick the better.
Cool. I'm so sorry.
Just pulls out a hacksaw and is like, I think this is the one.
That's not even part of the first aid kit.
I rolled an 86 two times.
And wow.
My first aid is 30, so I'm sorry, Richter. Red is like dying. My health is at 2. It's not good.
Red slaps you in the face and yells, walk it off. And that's what you get.
And that's how Red became a high school gym teacher.
Rub some dirt on it.
So, Tyler, you can go ahead and gain 2 HP. And we'll say that even though you aren't feeling much healthier, the open wounds on your arms are at least now bound. So you're still in rough shape, but you're not critically rough anymore. That said, Claire, as Red is wrapping them, each time you kind of turn the bandage around, the sigil of the entombed eye keeps appearing. It seems, and every time you blink, it disappears, but it seems the blood soaking through the bandages just keeps appearing in the same shape it is on his palm.
We're gonna have
enough bandages to help me.
And you look and you realize he's been like shot and stabbed multiple times inside his giant.
Yeah, you just pull out your armor and blood just dumps out of it, like it's just been pooling in the bottom at the belt.
Yeah, it is a bit tight.
Richter will say, thank you, danke, Red. That is enough for me. Eddie, come here. I will assess the damage, and I'll try to perform some first aid on him where I can.
I will keep watch.
Are you going to keep watch or are you going to help?
I will help.
Cool. So Tyler, you have advantage now as well.
Okay. Addy will just be sitting there with the narwhal aimed at the door.
Oh, now I succeed. I'm going to spend 4 luck and get a hard success.
Before you do, you already provided advantage to Tyler. So this is just a success for Claire. Good work.
Yay.
You can spend Claire Blackwood luck just to feel good about yourself.
Okay.
I failed. I rolled an 80 and then a 90. My first aid is 70. This should be working. It's just bad rolls.
Okay. In that case, Claire, if you do want to spend luck, we'll say that you can tell that Richter means well, but he's got shaky hands. Mm-hmm. So if you do want to spend the luck to bump your roll, to a hard success?
It would be a hard success, yeah.
Okay, I have to take the win away from Claire Blackwood, the player, and give it to Red, the character. I'm sorry.
I'll deal.
Yeah. You can go ahead, Ryan, and add 5 HP. And you are stable. Awesome.
All right, do we have everything we need? Well, I certainly have enough weapons to last me an age.
Red, I would also like to have a quick look at you and make sure you are in good shape, yeah?
I'm not in good shape, Richter, but everything that's going on is inside, not outside.
Well, I don't know that there's anything here for inside.
And with that, Red just kind of takes out her whiskey bottle and takes a swig and be like, well, that'll have to do for now.
Claire, are you specifically referring to your sanity?
No, I feel like, I mean, I've been beaten up a whole bunch, but it's mostly internal, like, heart-related damage, isn't it?
I gotcha. Yes, that is true. I'll give you 2 temporary HP for the whiskey swig. Temporary in that the minute you have downtime, that goes away. So mm-hmm. if you only have 2 HP left, or 1 HP...
2.
How? Well, I mean, by the end of all of this, then you'll just fall over.
Fair.
As whiskeys like to do. Great. Okay, so
Is there a weapons locker in the security office, or is it just the handguns that we have now?
I think because it's under the museum, it's really just kind of this guy. Like, this is more a patrol and make sure no one's broken in, but also assuming that all the security people upstairs would be able to help. I will say there is one shotgun, like an old pump action.
I'll hand the revolver that was given to me over to Red, because Red, you usually fire guns like akimbo, right?
She got her other pistol.
But I have two pistols and a samurai sword, so.
Okay. I'll offer the revolver back to Addy first, and I'll gesture to the shotgun and say, I think that is a little more my speed. Growing up on a farm, I have some experience with a shotgun.
And Addy will say,
okay, take the gun.
Yeah, and I'll pull the shotgun off the wall and see if I can find some shells or something.
Sure, yeah. So you have some shells, you load up. Ryan,
maybe he'll just pocket the pistol.
I was going to say, you're able to reload it first, like to replace the two bullets. After trying to jam the one you plucked out of your armor in a couple times and being confused as to why it didn't fit, you found one that did. Now you're good to go. So with that, Mystery Punchers, you begin to make your way through the archives of the museum. Each cage you pass is a different kind of nightmare, because with the power of the tablet, everything inside the museum came to life. And where the exhibits upstairs were fully dressed and fully kind of established, down here there are things that have burst out of crates. It's a little bit like all the Ghostbusters drawers. There's just like stacks of things. I need each of you to please roll me a sanity check. Just because the further you go, the worse the feeling this place gives you continues to be.
I got a 96 and my sanity is 44.
So a hard success.
Oh, great. Yes.
A 96 is a fumble.
That is a fumble.
Oh, I believe. Oh no. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
I just fail, but it's not a fumble.
Great.
It's close. I rolled a 90, but I failed.
I pass with a 16.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, I got good news for only Tyler and Ryan. Ryan, with your fail, you'll take two. Tyler, you'll only take one with your pass. Claire, unfortunately, with your fumble, you will take five.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is you can each add what you failed by to your mythos score. So Claire, you can add five. Ryan, you can add two. And Tyler, you can add one.
And that's under
Cthulhu Mythos. It's
right.
Yeah, it's one that you can't train in.
That similar gives to credit me five.
I've only got to do this another 50 times.
I'm working my way up. Don't worry. Richter's actually starting to see some gains there.
Nice.
At the cost of his sanity.
Speaking of, you see the entrance to the sewer, Richter, the three of you begin to rush towards it. Like, this really is like you can hear the pounding on the metal safety doors above you. You can hear more sirens outside. That said, you do see behind a cage a statue sitting on an examination table that looks very similar to the one that you broke upstairs. And as you begin to rush to the sewer grate, it seems to sit up and stare at you with a serpentine visage and just kind of shake its head. When you look back, it's flat again.
I would feel, I think because of my lower sanity, I would feel compelled to like investigate instead of, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. If you want to get in there, it is a locked room. Like it's a locked, again, sort of like a fence-esque enclosure. Hmm. So you'll have to pick the lock.
Okay. That's something I'm capable of doing. I pick the lock to get us into the museum.
Red and Addy, as you're making your way in that classic Laura Dern running in Jurassic Park where she's just limp running you notice Richter just kind of falter in his pace and sort of stare fixedly into a small room.
Richter, we have to go.
He looked at me.
Who looked at you? Is there someone in there?
I know I saw him look at me. I must have a closer look.
Oh my god. I'm gonna go to him.
Are you gonna try and convince him to leave?
I mean, ideally, I want to see what he's looking at first off.
Okay, it's just a room full of museum shit.
Right. I'm gonna take his arm, like grab your arm, and just be like, "We have to go. Do you want to get caught by the cops? Because I don't think you do."
I think I'm going to fight it a little bit. And you just hear me yelling kind of through there like, I saw you. I saw you looking at me.
Okay, so Claire, from you, please, I need a persuade check. And Richter, from you, I need a mythos check.
That's a pass. A success on the mythos check.
That's also a success.
What were your scores, please?
I rolled 27.
I rolled 43.
Old man Richter wins it. Richter, go ahead and roll your lockpick check. That is something on the sheet, right?
Yep.
Great. I went all in on that while I was looking at a different book. Red, with a surprising amount of force, he rips away from you and staggers as though drawn towards the grate. Addy, what are you doing?
He's just kind of watching, confused, and he's like, Red, you should go. I'll stay with Grandpa, but you're too hurt.
We're staying together this time, Adrian. Can I see what Richter's doing? Because frankly, if it means this much to him and he needs to get in, she would probably just shoot the lock.
Okay. Would you convey that to him or would you just do it?
I think she would just say, Richter, get back, and point her pistol at the lock itself. Like, she's not going to shoot his hands off or anything like that, but
okay. Given that you were trying to stop him, and Tyler, I don't know how you feel about this, I'd be inclined to say that Richter wouldn't step back. Do you think you would notice that she's aiming at the lock, or would you continue to try and do what you're doing?
I'm playing it like tunnel vision. I'm playing it like, yeah, he's just not really picking up other cues right now.
Then I swat your hands out of the way and I shoot the lock.
That'll work. That'd hurt a lot on my freshly bandaged hands. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Ah! Just snap me back a little bit. Like, all right, we were running.
Great. All right. So then you shoot off the lock. Richter, you lurch forward and grab this the statue, which again has like a long. Serpentine may have been the wrong term because I'm thinking specifically of like the back of a snake coiling off of its head statue. It seems very crude, kind of hard to, it seems to be lacking features, but you are certain this thing stared at you. So you grab it and Red, you notice that the label on the table is for the Nyarlathotep exhibit.
Oh no. Okay. Okay, we're in, we get out. You got what you came for, Richter? Are you satisfied?
No, but we should leave. Yeah, you are right. We should go.
Yes, I am. Let's go.
So, Richter, you grab the statue. You grab a fistful of the closest papers nearby that are kind of scattered around it. And Adrian, you see Red and Richter lurch out of the small room towards the sewer grate that you've got open.
In. He just orders, pointing at the grate that he's got open.
And
I'll go down.
Yeah, Richter pockets everything because he's got his long coat on. And slings the shotgun over his back and gingerly kind of makes his way down the manhole, down the ladder.
If they're both in, then Adrian will follow.
And with that, the Shoestring Gang went home.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode's sound was edited and mixed by Laura Hamstra. And the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel. And our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR. And all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice. And on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, Charles Grams, Christopher Little, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lorda Bradovic, Noel Lewis, Scott Garland, Anthony Griffin, Chet Awesome Laser, Jordan Neesmith, Benjamin V, Gavin and Abby McDonald, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Forgive me, Father.
For I have sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay. Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
Lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Since confession is about talking to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
Please leave the sacrament to the professionals.
Where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f- who is there?
Forgive Me, a comedy podcast from Rogue Dialogue.